32-year-old Cody Lostro has taken more body blows than he could possibly count in his 11-year pro bull riding career. Sitting on top of an animal the size of a Mini Cooper, an animal with an attitude, Lostro has earned more than $3.1 million in prize money on the PBR circuit. Hi, how you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you helped us sponsor with that tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information, or if you'd like to give to support the show, at WWIB.com. Cody Lostro retired to his Colorado ranch in March, and he's back with me on Sports and Commentary. So last time we had you tell us about the story in 2015 where you're on your way back to Colorado, your home in Colorado, from bull riding in Oklahoma, and suddenly you lost your vision, your eyesight, your voice, your balance, and ultimately doctors found a tumor. It was a very delicate and serious operation, but they have you back to 100%. Talk to me about the mental and emotional roller coaster you've been on, deciding finally to make it official and retire in March, Cody.
Yeah, so quite honestly, during that whole period when I was when my balance and everything was messed up, I didn't know if I was ever going to be normal again, let alone be able to ride a bull again. So after they took it out and I woke up, I was literally like 100% better, and felt fantastic. So I started riding bulls again the end of last year, and rode really well, rode some good bulls and won, you know, won plenty of events. But two things. One, it seemed like I was getting, you know, my body just wasn't holding up quite as good as it used to. And I think that made things a little bit more, you know, it just didn't mean quite as much to me as it used to. Like, I'd read some really good bulls, and it was kind of just like another day at the office. Like, I just kind of went and did my thing and rode a good one and went home, and it wasn't quite as exciting. But I think just hurting all the time on top of that is kind of what makes it, what made it that way. And I mean, it's mentally, it's tough for a athlete, and I can't speak for everyone but myself, just something I've loved, absolutely loved for so long, to even consider not doing it anymore. So there was definitely a whole lot of prayer. You know, I don't know how many times I asked God, you know, just show me what I'm supposed to do, show me what I'm supposed to do. Looking back on it, I knew, you know, I knew where my heart was leading me. I didn't like where it was leading me, quite honestly. I wanted to be healthy again and keep going. But the bottom line is you know, life changes and nothing lasts forever. And this was a great time in my life. But you know, sometimes you got to let go of good in order to reach great. So God just kind of revealed that to me, that the next step is going to be, you know, just as good, whatever it is. And I still don't know what that is. I'm kind of sorting it out now.
Sure, sure. So what do you think you're going to miss the most about competing, going out to these rodeos, world championships, the friendships, the camaraderie? Is it the adrenaline rush or what?
I think you nailed all of it. there's nothing like the friendships that are made, and especially in a dangerous sport, because guys get to experience being around each other at their highs and their lows. You know, I've seen my buddies on top of the world, and I've had buddies die. So it's you get a lot of extremes, and I miss that. You know, it's raw and it's real, and it's something that that not everybody gets to experience. I'm thankful I did. But also the adrenaline. I've kind of been an adrenaline junkie, and I'm looking for the next high now, if you will. What else can I do that'll give me that same type of adrenaline? So that'll definitely be missed.
Yeah. You began this sport as a kid, just, you know, for fun. I think you were age 7 when you started. Now you're 33 this month. You retire as world champion, as the PBR Rookie of the Year. You've won over $3 million in prize money. Could you have ever imagined that your career would shake out the way it did?
when I first started, I really wanted to ride them, but I was so bad at it that I could have never imagined that it would shake out this way. It's incredible. I mean, it just goes to show what faith in God and hard work can do. I mean, literally, and his ability to strengthen us when we're weak. Because there's, especially as a bull rider, there's a lot of times when you got to suck it up and keep going, you know, keep pushing through it. And God has showed me how great he really created all of us through this sport. People are capable of so much more than we really think we are. And with faith in God, you know, anything's possible. So it's really cool how that plays itself out in bull riding, because you got to push yourself, and without God, you know, we'll never know how far we can go.
Yeah. All right, PBR bull riding champ Cody Lostro back with me on Sports and Commentary. And I think, Cody, let's plan getting together a time or two more here. I'd like to have you talk about the next chapter of your life now that you're retired. And we'll visit about your personal faith as well. Jesus rode with you every step of the way through your career, and we'll talk about that on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for being here. Great to reconnect again.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.